The lawn guy lands in Long Island's Long Islands.
Today, Thursday, March, May 25th.
Should have been March.
2017. 2 years later, season three, or The Problem with Everything. Hey, everybody. It's episode, I don't even know, 80-something?
80, 70, I want to say 86. 90th. Let's go with 86.
I feel it's still really in the early 80s, but...
Well, I think there's like missed episodes and then we just count them even though we didn't put them out and shit.
No, yeah, you gotta count the ones you don't put out. So then when you put out the lost episode collection,
yeah,
it'll be good. What the fuck are we doing here, everybody?
I don't know.
I'm Holiday Rob.
I don't know. Isn't that what we're all trying to find?
Is it Loki Sapfoot?
Loki Sapfoot.
Stop trying to label my essence.
Yeah. I'm just me, man. I'm a gnomer non-conformer.
So it's been a while. But before we get into that, check us out on iTunes. The Problem with Everything.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter at Holiday Rob.
I'm not really on the Twitter anymore. Maybe I will be. If you know me, become my friend on Facebook.
There we go.
Otherwise, whatever.
We'll get back to video games. We're going to talk about that shit in a minute. But I'm on the PlayStation Network @holiday_SAIL.
It's been too long. We don't remember any of our shit. I'm Loki Sapfoot on Xbox Live, but I've barely been playing that shit recently. So,
and we're on Facebook. The Problem with Everything. They're going to be surprised to see we've updated it all. Anybody? It's been about 2 months.
It's been a while.
A hiatus.
Getting hiatus. Yep. And that's why we couldn't.
I wish.
No.
Life was eating us.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if nervous breakdown is a medical term.
Yeah. Why not? It used to be they would prescribe you cocaine back in the...
Somebody prescribed me some cocaine.
Back in the early 20th century, late 19th century.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a time to be...
That probably wouldn't help.
That was a time to be alive. Yeah, you would have cleaned everything. Everything would be clean.
Yeah.
Even yourself.
I don't know. I don't need to be that clean.
We're going to kick it off with a song called Not Afraid. Because why not?
Are we? We didn't discuss this beforehand.
We didn't discuss anything beforehand.
We never really do. We just kind of show up and then start. And then sometimes we have a guest, which makes it really awkward.
And one of us has a cough, so that's even more fun. I'm coughing in your ear.
It's not me, surprisingly.
For once.
Yeah. All right. So this is Not Afraid. We used to be in a band. If you're just joining us.
For the first time ever.
We used to be in a band. It was called Bat Wings for Lab Rats. We made songs such as Not Afraid, which sounded like this. It still does sound like this.
Yeah.
I think. Let's see if it does.
Hasn't changed.
Not Afraid.
On visions a must, distrust all truth, There's no such thing out sane, disdain. So pained by the program, I am God, so get off your knees. See the stars shining, a twine serpents climb in the sky. Why is the reason this season's for chaos? Season for chaos.
We stand here with our hands in the air. Take your heart back. Soul cracks a version of truth you can't win at. I've been that in this both. Hidden my wings, have grown up and out is the only place to get to. I spit you a heart shard to pierce the veil with. I play with fire, I love to burn. I'm unconcerned now, jonesing for nothing. Loving the struggle to crack the facade. We stand here with our hands in the air.
Season 3, all up in this motherfucker, the problem with everything. We got Trump pushing fucking NATO officials out of the way or whatever he was doing today.
Is that what's going on?
I don't know. Did you see that shit? He pushed some dude out of the way. We got, I guess we don't care about North Korea anymore. That story went away this week. I don't know. I guess they're not about to nuke us now. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about the Nintendo Switch.
They're friends of ours.
Are they? Are we homies?
I guess so.
I mean, Kim Jong was ill, but I don't know about
it. Oon is not so much.
Yeah.
Oon is kind of whatever Oon is.
It's more solo. It's more of an isolated figure.
So have you been playing anything lately? Gaming?
I've been playing my way through Doom slowly but surely.
The new Doom? Oh, my God. Where you can choke, like do brutalities on people?
Yeah, it's pretty glorious. I wish there were a few more animations for that. It gets a little repetitive of doing the exact same thing right. every time.
But what are you playing it on?
Xbox One.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty good times. Been playing this too, the Breath of the Wild Zelda. What? I've been playing it on Wii U.
Wii U?
The only real difference seems to be the graphics are slightly better on the Switch. I don't know if there's other differences. But
they look incredible. This fucking game is eating my life.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've played it. I had the Switch out so you could see it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this. My favorite thing about the Switch is that I can be playing on my TV and then pull it right off, take the controllers, put them right on the side, and go take a poop and keep playing. I don't even have to, like, I just have to pause gameplay to continue it while I poop.
You have a second controller? Because I don't really want to touch that one.
No. Yeah.
All right.
Not yet. That's the only thing. The Switch does, the left hand controller is kind of a piece of shit on my Switch. The joystick or whatever.
Oh, it already is being, it's like loose. It's glitching.
No, it's just glitching. I don't know why. But it goes in and out.
Get it together, Nintendo.
It works pretty well. I don't know how far you are. This is how far I am.
I'm far. You've unlocked the whole map?
I've unlocked the whole map.
Did you get all the divine beasts?
No, I I feel like I've avoided too much storyline stuff. I mean,
doing side quests and exploring.
There's just too much to discover.
Yeah.
Like, I will basically comb an area really well until I know it.
Like, it's all fine and good, but video games give me anxiety for that reason. Like, it's like I could never finish one game that I have, much less all the ones I've wasted my money on, and I start to like, I'll never do it. It's insurmountable. Fuck, it's impossible. Why am I
wasting my time?
Yeah.
That actually is what has me excited about this game, though, is that I'll finish it someday, but I'm not under the gun to finish it right now. So for those of you out there, like the three of you who haven't, don't even know any of these things.
Well,
so
there's probably only three of them total.
Oh, yeah.
So
one of you didn't half know. But Breath of the Wild is the new Zelda game put out by Nintendo. The Switch is
the big launch title for the Switch.
The Switch.
Which I guess it's called Switch because it's portable and it's
on TV.
It's in the living room as well.
It's the perfect, it's a console. It's the perfect marriage of like what Nintendo was trying to do. In the first place, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I haven't played.
Well, because I have the Wii U, and it's sort of like that. Yeah. But you can really only get like 20 feet from the console, and the thing gives out.
Right.
Like, you can't like go on the bus and wait for your friends to come play basketball with you and play Zelda, or whatever the fuck the dude does in the commercial, you know?
Well, you got 3 hours on this thing, like battery life. You can maybe maximize
that. Doesn't seem like that much to me.
No, it's not. It's totally not. It's good enough for playing, you know, before bed, because if you go to bed at midnight, you're up until 3 a.m. I'm not saying I've done this. I'm saying I definitely have done this.
Can you like USB charge it on the fly like a phone? Like
there is a like a plug-in with a direct cable that you can plug into it. But again, that doesn't come with it. It'll cost money.
Of course not. Yeah.
Why would they do that? Just like this crappy controller. I mean, the two. So they're called joy pads or whatever, because they come apart, and you can use them for like other games where the motion sensor and stuff like that is useful.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't gotten those games. And
you have the 1-2-3 Switch? Is that what it's called?
I don't know if it's called that, but it's called I know it's called Switch, but
something Switch. Yeah.
Oh, the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 50 game or like a handful mini of games, like 38 different little games. Like,
but they're all, it's more tactile.
Like, yeah. Draw
a lot of them. You don't really even have to look at the screens.
Draw the gun or stop the ninja sword or.
Yeah.
There's a couple that are kind of fun.
There's like one where you milk a cow. Like you just kind of jack the controller off, more or less.
You totally do milk the cow.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know how they're going to beat Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, it's been glorious. I like it a lot.
It has been the funnest, hugest, all-encompassing game that I've ever had the chance to play. I mean, here's the thing. I haven't bought a new system since my PlayStation 3 in 2010, when it wasn't even new. It was already like a year or two old. And this system, I decided, yeah. Why wouldn't I buy this? This is an amazing... I mean, first of all, just watching Breath of the Wild footage on like YouTube and stuff, people playing it, it got me so stoked. I started playing Shadow of the Colossus again. Because like Shadow of the Colossus operates kind of the same way. You start out at a certain point and it's freeform. You can either go do the mission or you can go fuck around and do whatever else. There's not a lot to do, but it's beautiful and you're on a horse and you're just like looking at things. So they've taken all the really good elements of that game and thrown it into the world of Zelda.
Yeah. What I like about this game and looking at it now, the graphics are much smoother and more beautiful on this system for sure. Even on this little screen.
Yeah.
But, what I like about it, a lot of people complained, I guess, that it was like an empty map. They're like, yeah, it's the biggest map of any game ever, but there's nothing to do. And it seems like you're just walking through an idyllic landscape, but the missions and stuff are kind of just hidden among the scenery.
Right.
It's not real obvious. Like when you're walking around, there's not necessarily like a big arrow pointing to this is a potential mission. Like you have to kind of live it more. You kind of live the game more. And experience it as you go.
Well, and
discover,
like
discover,
you know, what somebody else might be doing is definitely not going to be what other people see or go through. It's that vast.
Yeah.
Which is what I've really enjoyed about playing it is how vast it is. I mean, I think I got, okay. So you start out, you wake up as a character, you assume is Link. And how far along are you?
Far. I got all the divine beasts. I made it partway through the castle, and they make you fight one of those big old like minotaur looking dudes.
Wow, you're already
or centaur.
I hate those things. That. Yeah, they're the centaurs. Those guys suck.
Yeah,
I haven't beaten one of those yet.
They're rough.
I'm working on the guardians actually, the moving guardians. I got the.
Those are the big rock guys that pop up?
No, the stationary guardians are just the ones that, like, the robots that whatever. The main guardians are those stupid spider-like bastards.
Yeah. Those aren't the worst. The ones that fly are the worst. For some reason, I can't time the shield correctly. Yeah, you hit it with the shield and it hits back into them, you know, like the volley or whatever.
Okay. I haven't even engaged one of those yet.
I never even time it right. It's very difficult.
I guess I've actually spent a lot of my time just exploring. Like I've gotten pretty good with like making Okay, so in the game, you wake up as Link, you go around, you meet an old guy, he's like, "Hey, you look familiar."
So far it's the plot from the very first Zelda game.
Is it really? Oh yeah, I guess so, kind of, yeah.
More or less.
Yeah. And that's what I actually really liked about it was the fact that I was playing a game that had so many references to the first one, which is really the first two are the only ones I've ever played, really. Like with any depth. So we're talking like NES, 1986, whatever, you know, 87.
Yeah.
Those are the last Zelda games I've bought. And so it's been like almost easily 7 years since I bought a console, and this was the first one that I've bought in a long time, all because of Breath of the Wild. But anyway, so you're in this open world. You have to learn how to run a lot at first because you got people want to kill you, and you have
a stick.
Yeah, a stick. You're basically naked at first, and then you find some clothes, some poor bastard's clothes, maybe yours, I don't know. And then you get a stick, and... yeah, your stick doesn't last very long.
It's unique as a Zelda game. It's the first time that you don't just get a sword and then you get a better sword later. It's like you actually get different types of weapons. You can take your swords from your enemy.
So do you like the... I think the only thing that I've heard complaints about, or at least people grumbling about, is the durability of weapons.
It's very short because you're... That's a big part of it. Is and also like with potions, like they don't last long. You go through them quick. You have to cook a lot,
right?
Like you have to, if you're gonna go to one of the divine beasts, which are like they're basically like the dungeons of any old Zelda game.
Themed dungeons that move around.
They're big steampunk megazords.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, whenever you're about to go on one of those, you pretty much have to, like, chill in the village, like, sell a bunch of whatever you can sell, and then buy a bunch of ingredients, and then make a bunch of food until you basically fill up your food...
Meals thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Meals and elixirs inventory. Which I'm always at capacity anyway.
That's a big part of the game is, like, the resource management aspect. But to me, it's still simple enough that it's not too tedious.
No.
Because a lot of people have said it's Zelda meets Skyrim, right?
Okay.
Which I agree with, but it's a simplified Skyrim. It's more complex than any Zelda has been in right. those aspects of having to have, you know, multiple weapons and manage them and choose the weapon for the situation. And
I will say the world is like way more in depth than any game. I mean, your ability to interact with it is more in depth than any game.
Yeah. But that's what I was saying earlier. It doesn't seem that way.
Right.
And that's what's cool about it. You kind of have to.
You got to work up to it. You got to earn the right to be able to.
Or just discover it.
Yeah. So you have a main mission. You have all these side missions. You can do all of them or you can do none of them. You can go hang out and discover new shit. And that's what I've really liked about it. Like, I kind of am getting to the point where now I've opened up the whole map and I'm like, I wish I was almost back at the beginning when I didn't know any of this.
Because
it's so fun at the beginning. You're just kind of like, this is vast. And it's still vast. It's really vast. I'm finding stuff still in the first... So when you start out, you're on the high plateau or great plateau or whatever. It seems massive when you start out. And then you go discover other areas and they're even more massive. But I've gone back there and I've discovered quite a few things that I've missed on, you know, initial exploration or whatever. I really wanted to get off that thing. I wanted to get the glider really bad because the glider is pretty much the shit.
Yeah.
It's the best way to travel.
There's a few things like that where you have to get it to get to whatever area, but right. not really. For the most part, the whole entire world of Hyrule is open to you from day one. And yeah,
it's accessible for you to get around. And
a lot of people also, I think, have complained that you move slowly through the map. But to me, it can be tedious if you have a long journey and you right. don't have your horse or whatever.
Right.
But like, and all the climbing that you have to do. But to me, it's just shy of tedious enough that it feels like a reward when you reach an area because you journeyed to get there.
Yeah.
But not excessively. It's like right in the sweet spot where you feel rewarded because it was work, but not where it's so much work that it's like, ah, fuck this, I'm going to do something else.
Well, and there's other routes. So obviously, I discovered the ice dragon that was taken over by the sickness. I don't know if you've gotten to that part. It's like it's in the coldest mountain region and like the...
A couple of days ago, I was playing it. I shot a dragon that was flying around, and it dropped some sort of magical scale. It didn't talk to me or anything.
Okay. No, this one had, like, bad juju on it. There's, like, four dragons or something.
Yeah, I've seen some. This is the first time I shot one.
But the ice one is the one that is, like, infected or whatever. But I didn't even know that was a thing. I was climbing a mountain to get somewhere. I had followed somebody's advice in a city or in a town that was like, line up the three pine trees and, you know, go there. And I did. And then all of a sudden there's this big fuck off dragon with, you know, Dark Ganon, Calamity Ganon sickness on it.
Oh,
I'm supposed to like fly in the air with my bow and like shoot arrows at it while floating in the air. It was cool. It was really awesome. And but yeah, that kind of stuff. You don't know what's going to be around. And but to get to that, there's a clear, obvious trail that's the easy one to run up. Well, easy as in doesn't take any of your energy to climb or stamina to climb. Right. And so you can just run up it, but there's enemies the whole peppered out, you know, throughout it. So that's the way to go if you're playing like super, you know, linearly in a linear fashion. But then you could also just say like, fuck it, I'm going to go on the other side of the mountain and climb it and get to the top and get whatever I want and I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of, you can employ different strategies to achieve your,
I've bought like a house where I keep a sword.
What?
Yeah. I know.
What?
Yeah. I've ridden a bear and a,
I did that.
And an antelope or a deer.
Are you able to tame the bear and keep it at the stable?
No.
Cause I lost it.
I didn't try.
Okay.
But it took off. It was like, fuck you, human piece.
I just got to where I could mount it, but then I didn't get the button in time and then it ran off and I tried to find it for like an hour around that same spot. And there's one of those centaur guys up on that same area.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
I hate those centaurs.
It got very frustrating. I've not been able somewhere else.
Not been able to beat one of those fuckers yet.
Yeah, me either. You have to fight one when you get to the Hyrule Castle after you get all the divine beasts. Spoiler alert.
Have you done any of the mazes yet? There's mazes.
I did one of them. It was easy.
Fucking
I don't
creepy.
Know. I didn't really have to do anything. Like, I dropped in from above.
Oh, you cheated.
I guess. I don't know. I saw it and I was like, oh, I can reach that from here with the glider. And nice. I did. And I landed like right in the middle. And then I just had to go under and around to get to the
good job
shrine or whatever.
No, I mean, I started at the beginning. I don't know why. I could have climbed, honestly. I could have just climbed to the top and dropped in. But I don't know. That's the thing is I like doing until a while, I had opened up like probably, I don't know, 30 to 40% of the map on foot before I ever did anything with a horse.
I still don't even use the horse that much.
I like the horse. I just don't like abandoning my horse when I'm doing other shit.
Yeah, it makes you feel bad.
And then you have to go back and get
one of my horses died.
How did it die?
The orcs or whatever they're called.
Killed it?
Yeah.
Damn.
They're not called orcs. What are they called?
Bokoblins.
Yeah. Yeah. They killed it.
Damn. What was your horse's name?
The first one was named Bucephalus. But they wouldn't let it be that long, so I shortened it to Buse.
Buse.
Which was Alexander the Great's horse.
So my idea to name a horse Taylor Swift wouldn't fly.
The other one I named Edwin. I don't know why. I think that's Mark's middle name. I don't know if that factored into it. I don't know. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to play a song or what?
Sure, we'll do a holiday sale. Sitting on my hands.
All right. Be right back.
In
video games.
Yep.
Ignore the world and play video games.
It's been incredible. I don't know. I've enjoyed it because it's kept me off of Facebook for like weeks.
Yeah, I've been getting more involved in that. I don't think I use it the same way you do, though. Like, that's why I got off the Twitter, too. I don't need strangers around me. I got people I know on there. Communicate with them. Shit's all good. I don't know. Trying to participate in the world more.
I don't know. I don't have any use for Facebook anymore. It's basically just annoying. I feel personal stuff and occasional news stuff that I think needs to be shared, and it's all very pointed. But as far as like wanting to argue or even really interact most of the time, I'd rather be in Hyrule.
Yeah, I hear that.
Oh man. So yeah, we've been off for a bit. Care to talk about that time off at all?
I mean, I think it was mostly my fault. I don't know.
It wasn't totally. Some bad shit happened.
Yeah, bad things in many people's lives. Seems like it's bad vibes with a lot of people right now. Everyone's all stressed out.
Yeah, I don't know.
People having panic attacks on Facebook and shit. I mean, like several people there that I know.
Right, even guests about it. Guests of this podcast.
Event. Yeah, and friend. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's been rough times personally. Just trying to like get my shit together and not be constantly drowning in negative pain. I guess
negative vibes.
I'm not gonna get into like all the reasons and the personal shit or whatever, but maybe someday we'll do like Loki's mental health update. We'll do the backstory and go into all the grisly details.
Grisly.
Well, I don't know.
Like the bear.
Yeah, but I don't know, it just kind of shut down for a minute, retreated within. Now I'm blossoming again like a lotus.
It's hard being in the spotlight all the time. A lot of expectations, a lot of people watching, a lot of eyes watching you.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know all of them.
It became difficult among other things to do to show up every week and try to like pretend that I'm a real human being, I guess.
Participate in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It got rough for me personally.
We were hoping to do the Willie tribute show tonight, but anyway, that's what was going on my end. First, like I work like 6 days a week, so I don't have a lot of free time to do anything.
Yeah.
Thursday's like my day off, and that's pretty much my like day where I get everything personal I need done, and then nothing at all. Because I do things every other day of the week.
Yeah, just need time to not do shit.
Right. And I've been kind of burnt. Just dealing with people at the bar. People suck.
Yeah.
They just suck. They're the worst. They're always going to be the worst.
During my 2-month nervous breakdown sesh, for about a week and a half of it, I worked at Circle K overnight.
Wow.
And fuck that shit. I think I would rather be one of the homeless people coming in than work there. Not really, but dear Lord, I like for minimum wage to risk one's life. I don't know. Yeah. Work is, you got to find something that you can stand doing.
I still love the meme that's like the woman asking her child, she's like, "What do you want to be when you grow up, sweetie?" And they're like, "A caring, nice just person," and she's like, "No, I mean, how do you want to sell your labor?"
Right. Yeah, I remember it. I always think of a comic I saw. It's like, "What do you do?" And they're like, "Well, I," and they list off like every hobby, every interest, every for like this giant paragraph. And they're like, "No, I mean for a living." Same, basically the same joke.
"No, I mean, how do you whore yourself?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes you think you might not be able to go on tomorrow, but that you have to do to survive? That's what I meant.
What do you do with that piece of ass that everybody wants to pay for, son? Yeah, I don't know. I'm sick of it. But cool announcement. The problem hole will be moving. We'll have new digs coming in.
Digging a new problem hole.
Coming in June. So this will be one of the last episodes here in the current problem home hole in the student ghetto. We'll be moving to much more accommodating places in town. It's still really, I mean, it's like between uptown and Knob Hill-ish.
Don't tell these people where you live. You know what kind of psychopaths are into the shit we're making?
They won't find me. That's too ambiguous. That's a big area.
Well, why don't you give the exact address? Roll the dice. I mean,
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. Please bring your friends and some torches. That was not a threat.
Yeah, I think that was technically illegal, which is probably why the Lord Jesus God Almighty is making you have a coughing fit to punish you.
Oh, yeah.
For criticizing the... Let me ask you seriously. Do you not want to make America great again?
I don't.
Oh, all right.
I think America is a piece of shit, and we just need to pull the plug, let the body go cold, and then bury the fucker under... on top of the Native American bodies that are underneath it.
That'll be convenient for future archaeologists. They can be like, oh, these people murdered these people. And then when they all did themselves in, they were on the next layer of sediment of civilization on top of it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll be able to... the end of the age of excess we'll finish, and then, it'll be back to hunter-gatherers. It'll be just like Hyrule. There was some ancient technological, society, and now we're running around with bows and arrows and swords and shit again.
Yeah.
No dragons.
Link has an iPhone.
Yeah, okay, so is that like the funniest shit ever? He's totally got a fucking Android.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I remember it because I got that like the day it came out. As I'm playing it for the first few minutes, I took out my phone and looked up Sheikah Slate iPhone case.
Oh,
and they were already
God.
On the market. Tons of them. Tons of like rubber cases that you put your phone in to make it look like the thing Sheikah Link Slate. Has.
That is fucking hilarious.
Instantly, it was everywhere.
Well, they had already put out like skin options, which were bad for the controllers because... they peeled off a layer of the controller or I don't know, whatever. Like, as long as my screen is clean, as long as it's protected, I don't give a shit about anything else. I'm playing this thing because I'm playing it. It gets worn out, looks like a piece of crap. That was the goal because that meant I enjoyed it. So now I have the first Nintendo system sitting next to the latest. It's pretty great time to be alive.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
It's pretty good.
All the animals are going to go extinct. We're in the a large extinction, mass extinction coming up.
We don't need them. We're going to grow steaks in the labs. Fuck those animals, man.
Well, they're not the ones we want to eat anyway.
They should have evolved faster.
Yeah. If we should have farmed elephants first and then, here's what they forgot. Don't trust anybody. Fuckers. But I don't know. It's been 2 years. We've been doing this for 2 years. We kind of missed we actually did an episode like a week after or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I remember right around 311 day was our anniversary time. That's how I remembered it.
That's funny. Yeah, it is middle of March. It's like March 12th or something like that. I looked up the first episode release and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I was like, we just missed our 2 year mark. What the fuck, man?
Shit happens, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that should maybe tell us something about how different things were 2 years ago, I guess. But I don't know. We're going to do more stuff. We're going to do more video stuff. We're going to do more YouTube stuff. We're going to continue doing the podcast stuff. It's going to be in a cooler place. And if we can get a Patreon going, maybe you can give us some money so we can invest in some actual equipment. Maybe a desk, a round desk like people do in the real world.
What we should do is we should sit around that desk wearing like slacks and like button-down shirts, but with no tie.
Yeah.
Because we worked a long, hard day. And we have scotch in our hand and we have Bluetooths. And it's like me, you, and like, I don't know, six other dudes, right? We sit around that table and we plot some hero's demise.
I thought it was going to be we talk about the days when it was good.
Well, I guess we could just do that.
Isn't that what we do now?
I'd rather plot Jack Bauer's demise.
Hey, whatever gets you out of bed and hard in the morning, I don't care. Because right now it's a video game for me. But, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully next week we'll get to do the Willie tribute show. Willie was a dog who lived here. You might have heard his barking in some of the episodes, the three of you.
Yeah, he's been on the mic a little bit.
That have listened. He got a weird, we don't know what it was, some kind of infection. We thought we knew what it was. We thought it was this thing called leptospirosis, which is communicable from human to dog, dog to human. But didn't turn out to be that. It was like 6 days when he stopped eating, and then we did everything. We spent like $5,000 to try and save his life, and that infection just got his kidneys, and there's no dog dialysis. There's no like kidney transplants for dogs. So that was it. The nicest, happiest, sweetest little guy.
I can vouch for that. He was the best.
Got killed. It was basically like Glenn. It was like Glenn in The Walking Dead, but in the comic, not in the TV show. So basically we're living, Kayla and I are living post-Glenn lives right now.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
I actually almost got in a fight in front of my house like a week or two ago. So where we live is like a very busy area, and there's a grocery store right across the street. We live right on the corner. We have one way in, one way out for our driveway. There's an apartment building next to us. They have two ways in, two ways out, or one and one, one way in, one way out, whatever. They have
two ways of access than you do. Yeah.
If my driveway gets blocked, I'm fucked. I got to go park on the street. If one of their driveways gets blocked, they just use the other one. I don't seem to understand why this concept is so hard for people when they park. Cause they seem to more than not go out of their fucking way to block my driveway. So I've yelled at people, told them to get the fuck out of the way. I had to just wait.
Have you tried secreting your gland at them?
No, I thought about inking them. But really, what I really wanted to do was just break their windows and slash their tires. So if you're going to block my driveway, you might as well just not go anywhere or pay some money. Anyway, so I got here one day. There was this RV. And by one day, I mean like 2 weeks ago or whatever. There was this RV. Didn't even look like they had made an attempt to back up or move forward to just not block my driveway. Just straight up blocked it without any fucking care in the world.
I feel like you could tip an RV over if you got a few people and a few step stools.
So basically, I pulled up. I was pissed because I was already tired from work and just things had been kind of not the best. Nothing's like terrible, horrible, but well, except for Willie dying, that was terrible, horrible.
That's pretty rough. It's
a fucking nightmare. Yeah. But, so I just parked like right in front of them. I actually backed into them and then had to pull up a little bit to give them like a couple of inches of clearance, and was just like, I'm just going to leave my car there. If they want to get out, they got to learn how to fucking drive their stupid fucking RV. So then we went outside and waited for them to get there. And then when they showed up, the first thing I yelled was like, oh shit, is somebody blocking your way? Cause somebody's fucking blocking my way in too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And from there, homeboy didn't seem to take that very kindly.
Yeah, it seems like I could see things escalating from that point.
So they did, and he was like ready to fight, and he had girls with him, and they were pulling him away. And I'm not gonna lie, this guy was in way better shape and much taller than me. it would have been a very difficult fight for me to not get beat up, I guess, or you know, it would have been tough. I was climbing uphill basically. So like I wasn't gonna back off. I was gonna back away. I wish I had had more thought, you know, to just tell him like, get the fuck out of here. Just get the fuck out of here. Just fuck off and get the fuck out of here. Maybe if you learn how to park, nobody would be blocking your shit, dumb fuck. But didn't. So was just like ready to go for it. Threw my sunglasses on the ground and started emptying my pockets and was just like, all right, I guess we're going for it. And he was fucking dancing around, you know, ready to go, like Jack Dempsey or some shit.
Yeah, and, showing off his footwork.
Yeah.
Warming up. Shadow boxing.
I was just like, I'm just going to have to like straight up nutshot this. No, I'm just kidding. Let go of my purse. And straight up Bobby Hill. I don't know. The girls pulled us apart. And then I did move my car, and then they fucked off halfway down the street because he was still pissed. Because even as they were leaving and I was getting dragged back inside, I was flipping him off. He was so easy to goad. Dude, it was so easy. I didn't have to do shit. He was just like ready to go. And I was like, you're stupid. You're a dumb fucker. You're from out of town. You get thrown in jail. You're going to lose this RV. You're stupid. And, you know, like, how dumb can you be? So they were waiting for us, and Kayla ran across the street because, as always, in this parking lot of this grocery store, there was a cop there. And so he came walking up to the door, and those guys fucked off finally. They drove away. But I don't know. I was ready to go for it. And I was ready for them to come back that night, too. But I don't know.
People have guns, though. You know, you can't. You don't know what you're dealing with these crazy fucks.
Yeah.
People come back, throw a grenade in your house or some crazy shit.
They don't know if we have guns. So I guess that's it's probably a good thing they...
They call their fucking buddy in Kazakhstan that has some pirated military gear from Russia, and all right. of a sudden ICBMs are showing up. Hits the neighbor's house. Fuck.
I don't think I'd feel that bad if that was a neighbor.
I don't know. I think if ICBMs were being launched at my home, even if they missed, I'd probably still be stressed.
No, that would be a high stress situation. Yeah.
I mean, I've got some issues with stress and anxiety anyway, but I feel like that would be a legitimate reason to be stressed out.
This would make the problem worse. Yeah. But I don't know. I wasn't going to back down, unfortunately. I'm just stupid like that. I'm not going to back down anymore. Like, if you want to get in my face and fucking, you want to start throwing fists, like, you better hope they land, because if I throw a fist, it's not going to feel very good. I'm sure it didn't feel good for that one guy before I got jumped by three guys.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I didn't know if I should be like, I didn't know which way to go with it. If I should be like, did you learn nothing from getting your face destroyed by a mob of dudes? Or I say, yeah, you're a badass because you got your face destroyed by a mob of dudes and now you're fearless. I don't really know which one is I should go with.
Let's go with stupid, but a wild card. Nothing's guaranteed. You just it's going to be a mixed bag either way. Like, I have a feeling, yeah, that guy would have, like, gotten me pretty good, but he would have gotten got, too. Like, whatever I lack in skill, I make up for in...
tenacity?
Obtuse, stubborn, tenaciousness, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now we're going to move, which is good, because I don't need to start fights right in front of my house so people can come back and target us later. I mean, in this area, I've heard one story where a guy got kicked out of a party, and they came back at, like, 2 or 3 in the morning, and it was, like, these were, like, UNM female swimmers. This was their place that they're having the party at. These dudes showed up at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning with like an automatic or a semi-automatic.
Jesus.
And just started shooting up the house. But nobody was there. Everybody, after the party, everybody fucked off somewhere else. Like even the girls that live there.
Yeah. I was at a party once where some shots were popping off. I was oblivious. I didn't even know what was happening. I had no idea. I walked up to my buddy all, hey, what's going on? And he's like, dude, chill for a second.
Well, there were shots. There were shots like, right outside of the launch pad when we had our CD release.
Yeah.
When we had, I think it was either Make It Red or the debut. There were shots that night.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, that's crazy. I totally remember that because, well, I didn't know they were happening. I got outside and people were like, people are shooting. There is someone shooting. Why do they got to do that?
It's because we were so fucking.
Yeah.
In your face with our intense music that all of downtown couldn't even handle that shit. All of a sudden, Batwings for Lab Rats was on the scene, dude.
And shots are fired. Oh, shit.
I don't know. So I guess we're going to keep doing the podcast. We did one. Yeah. This one's like done.
Why not? Pretty much. Why not? You're going to do music now, apparently.
You know, I'm trying. I don't know. I suck at making music at the instrumentals. I try to do it. They don't sound right. It's frustrating.
I'll send some tracks. I'll send you something. Yeah, I'm going to work on some stuff because I'm going to do something, anything. Yeah, I want to have some creativity.
I got another homie who's badass with like electronic music and whatnot. Yeah. And I think he's going to help me out too, do something with him. See, I don't want to just have like, this is a rap album. These are like the 19 different people that produce the 19 different tracks that all just kind of sound like good but generic hip hop tracks.
Beyonce has 11 producers.
Yeah, I mean, that's all fine and good. I'd rather have like a few people that I work with so it sounds like it's cohesive, a coherent project.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like it's not just like, these are all disjointed songs that have nothing to do with anything.
You don't want to be that dude in the Walmart parking lot asking people if they want to hear his mixtape.
I do want to be that guy, okay, but I don't have the confidence. All right, this has been The Problem With Everything.
Yeah, folks,
if you want to make beats for me or hang out and tell me encouraging things while I try to write,
do it.
You know, like email me or whatever. I guess, I don't know, Facebook. You could probably get a hold of me somehow. If you listen to this, you probably know me.
Right.
Send The Problem With Everything Facebook a message.
At Holiday Sale on Twitter. Twitter at me. Why not?
Do it.
What are we going to end with?
I guess we do one of my solo songs.
Do it.
Let's do... Shit, what's the one that... You're not going to know. What's the one that Epic did the beat for that was on his community project compilation? I can't remember what it's called. You put me on the spot. I didn't remember. I'd have to think of this. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Oh, no.
We're just going to do it.
That's how we do it here at The Problem With Everything. We don't do no scripted... There's no corporate... lobbying group. This isn't Suicide Squad. This is The Problem With Everything. We don't need a group of suits telling us how to operate our awesome podcast.
So what I'm doing right now is I just took out my smartphone. Whoa, oh, you changed your network. It just fucked me up. But I'm going to lokisapfoot.com. That's LOWKI sapfoot.com. And there you can find some music and whatnot. You can go to lokisapfoot.bandcamp.com. You can get all that shit for free. I still don't know what the... It's like on the tip of my tongue. Clear a Path. This song is called Clear a Path. I remembered. Praise Yahweh. Praise Jupiter.
Thor.
Yeah.
Dionysus.
Osiris.
Yep. All of them.
This song is by me, Loki Sapfoot. It's called Clear a Path. Our buddy Epic did the instrumental. It's a good one.
Catch you next time on the Flippity Flop.
Peace.
The hardest, dig deep, all the strength you can harness, never let a dirty devil tarnish or varnish. Yeah, clear a path through the darkness, the most rewarding road is the hardest. Dig deep, all the strength you can harness, never let a dirty devil tarnish or varnish. Subliminal ritual, mind numb, dumb, stupefy, pride and still thrill, spilled and swept aside, died, whited out, bleached mannequin, skin turned yellow in the sun, blotted out again, got that cleanliness. Jesus preferred, stood blurred to shaken, forsakes the sacred lie. Try to cling to why your side, realize silent, not the wisest, right? Too bright in the morning sunlight, the past reflected in my terrified eyesight. I might be reveling in hindsight, trying to get my mind right. Engine dead in mid-flight. Alright, time to flap my wings, trying to find the words to the spell to sing to bring the sun. High, bright and shining. Need another justification to keep rhyming. Yeah, clear a path through the darkness. The most rewarding road is the hardest. Dig deep, all the strength you can harness. Never let a dirty devil tarnish or varnish. Yeah, clear a path through the darkness. The most rewarding road is the hardest. Dig deep, all the strength you can harness. Never let a dirty devil tarnish or varnish. Full grown problem child, mild case, a
I'm not giving the shittiest, spitting out all the prettiest vitriolic and witticisms. This presumes reflecting wreckage, infected with new sicknesses. This is intensive lesson teaching, reaching into my chest to jumpstart my heart. Art might be dead, but I'm not. I got a pen, a pad, a fat bag, a pot. I'm not quite what I wanna be, but who is? Stop trying to be what you're not and just live. Harder advice to follow than to give, cause lately I don't give the tiniest shit. Love's been shattered, waiting for Saturn. None of it matters, rather be asleep. But from the deep I hear a voice speak. Yeah, clear a path through the darkness. The most rewarding road is the hardest. Dig deep all the strength you can harness. Never let the dirty devil tarnish or varnish. Yeah, clear a path through the darkness. The most rewarding road is the hardest. Dig deep all the strength you can harness. Never let the dirty devil tarnish or varnish. In this frustration, sustaining this matrix. These pages won't save us, these pages will burn. A yearning we can't see, way that we could be. Waning and waxing, it's taxing but free, and we roll. While the world spins out of control, the untold sorrows and joys that we search for, we're promised tomorrow, a lie we ignore and we must. This breath I dedicate to the universe, fill this verse with unrehearsed clarity. Show me the mystery I have to see. Universe, give me mastery, teach me what it means to be free. I burn these leaves, it's a sacrament, send me down to the depths of me, so I can translate vibrations lyrically. Yeah, clear a path through the darkness. The most rewarding road is the hardest. Dig deep all the strength you can harness. Never let a dirty devil tarnish or varnish. Yeah, clear a path through the darkness. The most rewarding road is the hardest. Dig deep all the strength you can harness. Never let a dirty devil tarnish or varnish.